Yeah.
Well, welcome to the Master's Call. Again, this is Sharon Stowers from Pearland, Texas, and we do greet you with kingdom greetings on this call. And I pray that you are blessed. I pray that you are blessed on this call, this the Master's Call. We greet you with kingdom greetings, and we are going to the Father in prayer. O Most High, our Abba Father, we thank you. We do come this morning, come in praising and worshiping you, praising you for your marvelous deeds, praising you for sending your Son, Emmanuel, which means God with us. We thank you. We adore you. We give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for the gift that nobody else can match. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Nobody could match that gift. So we thank you for the artist family. We thank you for the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for all those that are on the call. We pray that if there is someone on the call here who has not received the gift, Jesus Christ, that they would receive him today, because we know that you have a mighty word that will come and confirm his presence and convict the heart. We give you praise. We give you glory. It is in his name, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen. And thank you. Well, I'm going to turn the call over to our most capable and gracious host. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Sharon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, anointed woman of God, my good friend and sister, loud and clear. Take it away.
God bless you. God bless you. All I can say is great day, great day, great day. I tell you, it's just an honor and a privilege to know this great sister. Thank you so much, Minister Sharon Stowers. I tell you, anointed, one of our anointed and appointed sisters who just come before the Lord with praise and worship during our time here. We so appreciate you. Thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And what can I say about our songbird, Minister Tiffany? You are truly a blessing. You are truly a blessing. I say another angel who comes forth every morning with the voice of an angel. Yes, yes, thank you. We come before him and adore him. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for all that you do for the Master's Call. And good morning, good morning, good morning to our TMC family. This is Monday, and this is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with the TMC family, say welcome, welcome, welcome. And listen, today is Monday, December 16th, but I know she only celebrates one day, and that's Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, who celebrated her birthday yesterday, but we're still celebrating because we're so thankful to God for all that he's done for us through this woman of God who has blessed us in so many tremendous ways, and we honor and appreciate her just being who she is. So, again, happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We pray God's blessings upon you each and every day as the days go by. And let me tell you a little bit about this wonderful call. It started back in October 2010 by these dynamic co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're so thankful they said yes to the Master with the Word of God in their mouths. And they stood on Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance and empower believers as they begin their day. And believe it or not, so many have come on this call and their lives have been changed tremendously, and we're thankful for that. Now, we do have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there on that website, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually, and collectively will clearly be seen. Now, some of you, if not all of you, might be be led by the Lord to be a part of this ministry. And I heard Minister Sharon sort of evangelizing at the beginning. And you can just greet. You can host, which is what I'm doing. Greet as Minister Sharon did. And just you may even have a word from the Lord. We want to hear it. We are family. And this is a great platform to just allow the Lord to use you. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, what got us all together is this awesome, phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 30 years ago. And we're so thankful to God that these wonderful, wonderful products are in our midst. And I tell you, I already have a testimony just from this past week with these wonderful products. Listen, get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you Artist Life. That's who we are, Artist Life. And great, great, great things will be in store for you and your family with these healthy products. Now, we do have the New Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and it is Inspirational Monday today, where our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is the host, and the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox of the Bronx, New York, will be the speaker. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, if you need a bypass number, if your provider's trying to charge, that bypass number to dial first is 716-293-9707. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we have an awesome, awesome speaker. She is one of our co-founders. I tell you, she is always ready to come forth with the word of the Lord in her mouth. She is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She has served as Army chaplain around the country as well as around the world. She has served as a pastor having chapel services for various organizations. She has served as the ambassador of Artists International. She has served, and she has served, and she is still serving. We thank God for this woman of God. You can go to our website and see her entire bio, but we're thankful to God as we introduce to some, present to others, our very own Dr. Pecola, PK, that is, Robert Patton from Asheville, North Carolina. Are you there, Dr. PK?
Brad General, can you hear me this morning?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, our dear sister.
Oh, God bless you. You are absolutely wonderful. Thank you for a great introduction. I like that one this morning. I thank God for you being who you are, my Mississippi queen, and a dedicated voice for this call. I also want to thank God for our own minister, Sharon. Sharon Stowers, you are all of that. I tell you, you are a Chananiah. Chananiah apostle in training. I call you my C-I-A-T. Yeah, that's it. And I thank God also for my minister, Tiffany Lauderdale, out of California, who absolutely opened us up. Oh, come, let us adore him. Lord, we worship and adore you this morning, and you always, always hit the mark. And I've asked you to ready yourself, because I'm going to need your services. You all, let me tell you something. God is an awesome God who does for us what we need done when we need it done. And life, I tell you, is not fair. It doesn't feel good sometimes. We don't understand it sometimes. And under that, I call this thing called adversity. I am in the third presentation of the series and that sort of thing for it. This is our third week. This is the 16th of December. We have just two more weeks, and this month is gone. This year is gone. This decade is gone. And so as we are here, I'm saying, Lord God, this is the third message of our series on adversity, and we're getting ready to close out this decade, getting ready to close 2019. Have we truly accomplished the mission and assignments that you've given us in spite of the adversities that we have been facing? And as I was preparing the message, I just kept seeing my dear friend and cohort, sister, standing up in my spirit. God connected Pastor Vanessa and I in 2018. And I have watched her life, God help me, during this time. And I have to tell you all, as we are celebrating, and like the prayer general says, she I don't know where she got that from, but she just wants to celebrate a day. After you get over 60 years old, you better celebrate as many days as you can. And so I got her on yesterday morning. I woke up early. I was the first one to call her. That was my intent, to wish her a happy birthday. And she has said that she's had an absolutely super fantastic day, weekend. And we started on Friday. But there were some people who were not able to say happy birthday to her. And then there were some people that she was not able to say thank you to, that she'll get around to the next time she gets ready to preach. But that's not how we're going to do it. I'm in charge this morning with the help of God. You all can go to Genesis 26:17 through 34 and read where I am preaching on adversity. But I wanted to bring to the front and recognize this today, the one whom I know has had many adversities. The list I will not reveal, because in spite of the fact that she could tell everybody else's business, there is so much about this woman that you just don't know, that she has gone through just to be where she is today, doing what she does in such a way that it just totally, totally amazes me. It makes my shoulders tired sometimes when I think of the kinds of loads, heavy loads, that she carries, and then eventually have sense enough to just put down and say, can't do this anymore, got to do something else. So today, because it's my day to preach, want to stop and say to Dr., my sister, Vanessa Weatherspoon, we love you so much, and we appreciate you so much. And I am so sad that you're on the board instead of somebody else, so that we can get this board set up. And we are going to do what I want to do this morning, and that is to go on and honor you in saying that God says that he'll do it again, because at the pinnacle of your career, you said yes to God, came home and took care of your daddy until he died. And after his death, you started taking care of mom, and you are there and you're faithful. Nobody knows the night when you don't even get any sleep at all because you are up and down 4, 5, 6 times a night. I was there to see it for myself. Nobody knows what it means to be in your shoes every day. And so I thank God for you, and I know that God is a good God who absolutely wants us to take time to honor those who have stood the time. So for those of you who want to know, the very first principle that I preached on was Christians should expect adversity. And this is a woman whom I believe understands that life brings with it adversities. Christians should persevere. She has not stopped. She just keeps going and going during adversity. And today, we were going to preach on Christians should believe God will bless them despite adversity. You see, when you have someone who absolutely walk out the word and work out the word and stand up for the word, then on times when it's time to celebrate, we celebrate the living word that walks in our midst. And so I want you to put that board on so that folks can, those who have, that's what I want, that Q&A session. That's exactly what I want. I want Tiffany to come and sing one more time, happy birthday. And then I want those who have not, I've had those say, we didn't get a chance to say happy birthday to Dr. Vanessa. I want those people to come. Many have, and I want Minister Willard not to step up to the plate. We got to sing. God, y'all, she got a good yesterday. She couldn't mute her out yesterday, and she got a chance to absolutely to sing and serenade her and for her birthday. And so that was so funny. She called me and asked me and talked to me about it. I said, girl, that's a good one. Let me tell you when to do it. And she did it just right. And so I just thank God for that. She may want to tell the whole story. But with that being said, Minister Tiffany, I want you to open it up with happy birthday, please.
Good morning, Dr. PK. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. I love you.
I love you more, Dr. PK. Thank you so much. And Dr. Vanessa, I love you more as well. And we are still celebrating you. We started on Friday, but we'll continue on into this week because definitely you deserve to be celebrated, to be honored,
Amen.
And to be loved a little bit more. Happy
Amen.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you. May all your heart's desires come true. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa. We love you. God bless you.
Thank you so, so very much. We absolutely love and appreciate you and the fact that you come and Lord knows you give us what we need when we need it, and you're always there ready. And as you were singing, Mr. Lester Wallace Patton just stood up in my spirit. He loved to hear you sing, sweetheart. So with that being said, those of you who would like to come in and give a birthday shout to the woman of God whom has blessed, who has blessed us down through the years, and you've not had an opportunity on Friday or even over this week to do that, we want you to do that right now because she is more than deserving. And the way that you do that is you star six, and that one is going to come up, and then you just come on in. I don't know if anybody's in the queue right now, but I want you to know, Pastor Vanessa, we absolutely love and appreciate you. If you're in the queue, speak up.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Who do we have in the queue?
This is Cheryl Johnson from Elton, Illinois. I'm not much of a talker. I'm kind of like a stay-in-the-background listener. But I to say happy birthday to Dr. Patton. Dr. Vanessa, I mean, I'm sorry. So
it's okay.
So happy birthday to ya. I'm not a singer either, but I want to just tune in just a little bit. Thank you. Enjoy your day, everyone, and enjoy your birthday.
Oh, God bless you. Dr. V, because you did not get a chance to respond, we're going to open up so that you can respond to each one as they are coming on right now. As you are getting ready, I just want to do the scripture that I know is a favorite of our songbird, and that is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, Vanessa Weatherspoon, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And so, with that being said, you all know I ain't nothing but a water bucket.
Telling you. Thank you, Char. That is so sweet, and you know how much I love you and love your sister, Pastor Candy. You have just been so consistent and faithful through the years, so thank you so much for that shout-out. And I see up next is my buddy I always tease from Carnet, Texas, and I tease her about those three-mile-high, three-story-high shoes she wears, looking cute, and her being the cake boss queen. Come on, Minister D. Lee from Carnet.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. To you, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, may God continue to bless you with all of his promises. You are an amazing woman of God. I thank you for everything that you do for us. I thank you for going above and beyond your call of duty. I just pray God's immense blessings upon you, and may this coming year be even better than the previous years. May you continue to just, God bless you with good health, longevity, long life, and just everything that your heart so desires. We love you. We appreciate you so very much. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love and appreciate you. Folks, we've got about 4 minutes because you know we got to do the next call. But come on, Pastor Everett Thomas, who I absolutely love. Thank you so much, Minister D. Pastor Everett?
God bless you. God bless you. Good morning, everybody. happy birthday. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, God bless you real good. You are an independent. A true example of what a servant leader looks like, and I just want to commend you for all that you have done and yet to do. God bless you with many more birthdays.
Thank you, and that means a whole lot coming from you. I appreciate you. I learned a lot of lessons watching you, too. Amen. All right, I haven't seen you in a bit. Come on, Miss Charlie Mae Lewis from Cedar Hill, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor V. Good morning, good morning. Fantabulous day. I pray that your day yesterday was filled with nothing but love and happiness, and I wish you the best, and that God blesses you to see many, 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 many more wonderful years.
Thank you, beautiful. I love and appreciate you. All right, and we're going to hop up to down to Nashville. Good morning, Pastor Candy.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. I know you got my text yesterday, but I just wanted to get on this morning to again say happy, happy, happy birthday. And, you know, let you know that you have been such an inspiration in my life over the years. I mean, so many years, even before the master's call. I mean, when I was an artist, you were just an inspiration, and you were always so gracious and so loving, and I appreciate it so much. And when Dr. PK this morning was talking about your dedication and commitment to taking care of your parents, I know what you go through. I had my mom for 5 months prior to her passing. I know what it is to get up in the middle of the night many times to make sure that, you know, that the parent is okay. So I commend you. I love you. And happy, happy birthday again. Hey, Char. glad to hear you get up.
I know. Isn't that something? That was a miracle.
Yeah, she is not a talker, but she is such a sweetheart. And I love her dearly. So, anyways, I'm going to get off and let someone else get on now. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And to your other fellow Chicago sister, come on, Miss Evangelist Wanda Walker. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor B. I'm sure you got my text yesterday, but anyway, happy belated birthday. And I'm a woman of few words. I don't talk that
oh,
much.
Oh, Lord.
Not on your belated birthday. Okay, I'll come back. But I love you so much. God bless you, and I will be getting with you at a later time. Hugs and kisses. I know you were celebrated, and you will continue to be. God bless. Kiss Mother Toshi for me.
I certainly will.
Where are we now? Anybody else?
We got two more in the queue, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you. To your other spiritual daughter. Okay, to your other spiritual daughter in East Orange, New Jersey, who we absolutely adore. Right. Come on, Queen Victoria.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my family. I couldn't go unnoticed without saying happy, happy, happy birthday. May you have many, many more. You know we love you to the moon and back. Just enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And yes, hug and kiss up on Mama Josie for us. God bless you. May he continue to bless you.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Be blessed.
Thank you. And last but not least, the awesome, anointed apostle, Edith Wells. Good morning.
Y'all loves you, he do. And we love you, too. Y'all love you, Pastor Vanessa. Happy birthday to you. Have many more. Blessings always.
Thank you. I'm just so blessed to be serenaded by these anointed women of God. Amen. Back to you, Dr. PK. And again, folks, thank you. I received so many texts, so many calls. I heard from both of our owners. Alejandra sent a text, then Elvia sent a text, and I was just so blessed. And my friends took me out to eat, you all, and then somebody anonymous paid for everybody. I mean, it's crazy. It was a blessing, blessing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Dr. PK, I'm not going to fuss. Thank you for this act of kindness. Back to you.
God bless you. I so love you so, so very much. Psalms 20:4, David says, May he give you the desire of your heart and make your plans succeed, each and every one of them. God bless you. Know that we love you, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that God sees all and he's going to bless all. You all come back, and we are going to go on and close this call. It is already 8:32. General, come and just give us a closing prayer. Give the number to the next call and give a closing prayer for today. That's what I want you to do.
Yes. Again, what a wonderful, wonderful celebration. Our MMC call that's coming up next is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. With our very own Dr. Vanessa hosting and Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox speaking. We thank God for each and every one of you. Have a blessed day as we pray ourselves out. You want me to pray out, Dr. PK?
Yes,
or
you? Please do.
Father, we thank you for all that you're doing. We ask that you bless each and every one, Father. We thank you for keeping us in perfect peace as our minds stay on you. We thank you for blessing Dr. Vanessa in such a miraculous way, and even Dr. PK, for them being a blessing to us each and every day. We give your name praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
God bless you all. Have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.